Well, okay, first of all, it's a term that appears quite often in the texts of the Kashmir Shaivite tradition, which in my humble opinion is actually the highest spiritual lineage, the most accurate, the most clear, the most highly developed lineage of spiritual understanding in the world. And we're going to be studying the Kashmir Shaivite texts in the coming weeks, which I have been preparing and have been trying to figure out how best to present them, because there's a great deal of literature, and some of it is very complex, and to let us get into it in a systematic and graduated way, so that we are clear about the nature of the path that it is describing. So the goal of yoga is to be one with Maheshvara, the great Lord, the supreme being, the supreme level of consciousness. Consciousness is a spectrum. All is consciousness. Even what you think of as matter is consciousness. But the supreme level of consciousness is the level that we want to abide at, to reach, because that is the level that creates, sustains, and transforms what appears at the lower levels. So that is where the power is, that's where the intelligence is, that's where the joy, the bliss is, that's where the love is, that's where the creative imagination is. All of the cities, all of the powers latent in our individual consciousness come from that highest level. And only by activating that and connecting, becoming yogis with that, are we able to express that in our lives. Okay? So the Mahayogi, the great yogi, is the one who is attuned and connected to the greater self, the supreme self. And is not obscuring that self by egoic chatter or intentionality that is egocentrically based, but is always based in the will of God. Okay, so that's a Mahayogi. And a mere yogi is one who is striving to reach that, but who falls. So we don't want to fall. We want to establish ourselves at least in Viveka. Viveka point is the base camp for the climbing of the mountain of God, and in which you recognize if or when you have fallen into Maya. You recognize it immediately because you have recognized God. If you haven't yet recognized the God self, you can't recognize when you have fallen into Maya, because you're always in Maya. And so the only way to be able to understand what it is not to be in Maya is to reach the real consciousness of the God self. And then that is so blissful, so beautiful, so intelligent, so clear, that you don't want to fall. But until you have realized what your option is, if you're just in the ego, you don't know that there's something beyond the ego. You've never gone there. And so the ego's intentions, its motives, its desire for gratification at the lowest level of consciousness will obviously take over your mind and will lead you to create more enmeshment with that lower level of consciousness. And the higher level will be something that you won't even believe in, that you'll think is woo-woo, or they're on drugs, or they're in some delusionary state, when it's the ego that's the delusional state. But the ego, because it's a collective delusion, feels normal, feels like this is what human consciousness is. But it's not. It's a tiny sliver of the potential of what your consciousness could be. But to open that potential, to activate it, to awaken it into its fullness and have its latent powers become activated, requires us to reach that level of consciousness where we're able to wield those powers with wisdom. And so there's a fail-safe mechanism that prevents you from having power that you are not able to use in the service of the whole. And that includes knowledge, that includes the capacity to understand. So there's a limited range that your consciousness has at the ego level, but that range is too small to be able to function under the conditions that the world is now entering into. We have to have reached at least the soul level of consciousness to be able to be stable under the pressures of the kind of situations that we're going to be facing in the near future. The ocean of consciousness is getting very choppy, and soon there will be tsunamis coming. They're not just in the Caribbean and the Atlantic and the external oceans. They're affecting everyone's consciousness. And don't think your little lake of consciousness is immune from the tides of that ocean. We are all connected. And so as the collective becomes very dark and ominous and oppressive and tyrannical, then all of those kinds of vibrational frequencies of the planetary noosphere will affect everyone in it. But at the same time, those who have reached a more coherent state that is based in the higher level of reality will be able to overcome and put at ease those tsunamis, just as was it Moses who was able to make the Red Sea part, right? Because of God's will that one crossed out of the illusory state of Egypt into the Mount Sinai of the real self. So in the same way, we have to be able to part the waters of the stormy consciousness and be able to pass through that Red Sea and find our own promised nature that awaits us. But if we are without the belief that it's possible to cross, then we will be stuck in enslavement as strangers in a strange and becoming ever stranger land of egos that are cracking up before our eyes and melting down and losing their grip. And as the pressures become ever stronger, we require a countervailing strength that can only come from the real self. There is no other source of strength that we can call upon. But very few of us are calling upon our higher nature. Very few of us have reached that level where we are open enough, where our hearts can even receive the kind of help that is available to us because of the tunnel vision of the ego and its limited intentionality and belief systems that keep the mind and the heart from uniting and from opening up to the full potentiality of what consciousness can offer. So it is this opening to an unknown self that requires a leap into the unknown, into the silence in which you're able to receive and download information that's not available in books and not available on the internet and in movies, but that will come from the source that will enable you to master the situations that we will be facing. This capacity is required and will only be achieved if we have become masters over our own minds and not its victims and the slaves of its desires and its fears. I hope that answers your question.